Yeah, yeah, it's sick, that. Yeah, that's good. Wait, hold on a minute. Pull it up. Stop. You know what you want to do with that, right?
Put it on CITR 101.9 FM.
You want to put a banging donk on it. Yeah, 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 that's sick, that is sick. I can definitely drop to that one. All we need now is like a hook line. You know what, I've got actually the perfect one. Baseline. Oh, wicked, now put a donk on it.
Oh, man. Yes, please. What you're going to want to do with that one is you're going to want to put a banging donk on it.
That's somebody's station ID.
Yeah, and whoever it was did an awesome job.
I'm on my phone again.
Oh, what's up?
Wait, I need to be on.
You're on. I can hear... Oh, whoops. Hey, there you go.
You can hear me because I'm talking 4 feet away from you.
Hey, man, don't worry. What's up? It's Radio Zero.
Hey!
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Buddy,
it's about it. It's a couple minutes after 2, as per usual. And here we are. You're listening to CITR 102 FM,
Cable 102,
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. There you go. Very nice.
Good stuff.
All right, this is Radio Zero. It's Friday afternoon. Let's have a party. Now, what's happened? There's a couple of big things coming up. One, of course, is Halloween. And I have a story about Halloween in a couple of minutes.
Oh, so do I. I got a good one.
Good. Oh, excellent. All right, but first, what's happening tonight? Oh, baby.
Big boy.
Yeah, big boy. Thank you very much. Big boy. It's at the Vogue or it's at the Queenie. I can't remember which one.
The Vogue, I think.
Is that the Vogue Theater? Anyway, yeah, big boy is coming to Vancouver.
Oh, so pumped about this.
Yeah, so I'm going to play like 800 big boy songs. We should just play the entire album is what we should do.
Do that, yeah. We should play Shine Block definitely 3 or 4 times.
I got it queued up. That's what we're going to play right now. Yeah. Yeah, so if you live in Vancouver and you're listening to this, so if you're Mike or maybe if you're Naben.
If you're Mike or Naben, you're probably on the back of the Red Bull DJ truck and you're doing a slip and slide right now.
Yeah.
Saw that.
Oh, it's so cool. And can we remember also to buy Scion?
Oh, yeah, buy Scion.
Okay, buy Scion. All right. Maybe Cam Reed's listening. He said, yeah, let's tell him to go to hell. anyway,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah, what is wrong with me? All right, well, let's just jump right into it. Big Boy is tonight. Check it out. I don't know if it's sold out yet. Maybe it's sold out, but they're going to release a couple tickets at the door or something. But anyway, if you're not going to this and you live here and you care about music at all, you're an idiot. Not for caring about music, for not going to the show. I just wanted to clarify that. Anyway, whatever. This is going great already. This is going swimmingly. Okay, call us up if you want to. 604-822-2487. Tweet at us. Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. You can follow our live track listing. And the first one we're going to announce is Big Boy. This is Shine Blockers on Radio Zero.
Yeah. All the ladies say ho. Ho. All the hoes say ho. Say ho. Here we go. A-Town. C-Folk. Cut Master Swift down your throat. Shout it.
Solutions left what's on fire. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink ain't hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit, I can't be quit. Like a prophylactic, now they riding dicks. Like styling on these suckers out here trying to buy they bitch. Now they rich, try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. She giving away them draws. Word to the brown James, he's some chicken chow mane. Really, man, you done say the silly things. And the fella dame the dame. Why you cuffed and claim the dame? Hey, my main thing, got my last name. Yada la main.
I'm a deal with the chair. I make music, I make movies, I need Tyler Paracel. Lounge bell coming out the lounge, fucking with the hell. Gucci man, so I'm Gucci down. She got on Chanel. Doing a cut
like I'm in a wrench. In the club with a half a pound, I need 50 blunts. Don't sleep, it's the line of song, fuck with me alone. So I shine like a showtime, I'ma cheer it on. On the block with a speaker rock, but you need to stop. When I stop, everybody watch, call them have a talk. Damn stretch, cost a stupid check, roll another pack. And I'm gone, I can't even flex, this out where you at. Can't be tripping by no paper, cause the safe is not so safe. The piggy bank got legs and feet and can't get up and walk away. Shout A with my southern drawl, awkwardly I spray like the backside of a skunk in the stash house with the pump.
Pistol grip in my lap at all times, in the lag from Atlanta to Savannah. Can a nigga stop that?
Not when God got his hands on me. Only the strong survive and the weak minded are falling by the wayside. They try, but we shall overcome and succeed. Indeed, with success there comes a great responsibility. We chose to lead, not follow. It's a hard pill to swallow. Better get prescriptions filled, cause there might not be tomorrow.
On my Benzies, I got your bitch flipping like a gymnast. She told me take my glasses off, but she looks horrendous. Caravans on my face looking vintage. 330s, bitch, cost what your rent is. Niggas wasn't wearing these, now it's a trend shit. I had my first pair of Ray-Bans when I was 10. Princess looking like a pilot out the Air Force. Came to the club fresh up out the airport. I'm like Tom Cruise off a Top Gun.
Why?
Cause they know that's where I'm at. Plus I got one. My shades on in the hot sun. Old school got sun. Stuck so hard it's not funny. I'm with a Playboy bunny. And she's still a dime, even when the hair is
way bad. Vision. These ain't no prescription. I see you haters coming, nigga. Don't think that I'm slipping. I got Ray Ban vision. I wear 'em when I'm whipping. I wear 'em when I'm fucking. All my women think I'm tripping. I got Ray Ban vision.
I seen it all through these mirror tents. I need a girl that's innocent to disappear with prints. I got my hand in between her legs. She said, boy, go ahead. You gon' make me have an incident. Now we intimate. This is how we ended it. Left the restaurant, now I'm in her mouth like a dinner man. We started in the parking lot and finished at my tenement. Shouted, had a reason. My pimpin' was legitimate. I tore that pussy up like a ligament. She don't like a man, so she asked me for delivery. Ray Charles. Looks ain't shit, that's how I play ball. As long as they take off, they draw. And the whole time we did it, I didn't take my shades off.
Vision. These ain't no prescription. I see you haters coming, nigga. Don't think that I'm slipping. I got Ray-Ban vision. I wear 'em when I'm whipping. I wear 'em when I'm fucking. All my women think I'm tripping. I got Ray-Ban vision. 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 This is how I'm living. The only time I look you in the eye. No prescription. I see you haters coming, nigga. Don't think that I'm slipping. I got Ray-Ban vision. I wear 'em when I'm whipping. I wear 'em when I'm fucking. All my women think I'm tripping. I got Ray-Ban vision.
I got Ray-Ban vision.
I got Ray-Ban vision.
All right, that was new A-Track. Okay, here's the thing. I'm not that big of a fan of A-Track, to be honest with you. But, am I getting heard here? What's happening? Hello. Yeah, I kind of am.
You're on there.
Yeah, there's something. Oh, it's my headphones. Okay. All right, so, anyway, I'm not that huge of a fan of A-Track, to be honest. He's okay. Yeah, he's okay, but I like that song. I like how, I don't know, it's really tech. It's like everything, every option that he could have possibly put into the song is in the song. Every little sound effect, they're all there. You can't go 1 second without hearing some bleeps or bloops or whatever. That's fine with me. So,
it sounds like fun.
Yeah, so in case anybody cared how I feel about bleeps and bloops, now you know.
Cam likes them because they sound fun.
I like them because they sound like fun. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that was A-Track. Before that, we heard Big Boy, and if you had just tuning in and you don't know that Big Boy's playing tonight, he's at the Vogue, and they're going to release some tickets at the door, so you're going. You're going, Morgan. You know in the start of Good Will Hunting when all the dudes are rolling around and Casey Affleck is getting in a fight with Ben Affleck because he ordered a cheeseburger? He's like, Chuck, I had a double burger. And he's like, yeah, I know what sandwich you ordered, Morgan. I paid for the damn sandwich. And then they're getting in a fight about it, and then they see that kid that used to beat Will up, that guy. He's like, yeah, he used to kick my ass in elementary school, or in primary school, or whatever they call it. Then they get out. His name's Carmine. He goes, hey, Carmine, it's me, Will. And then just sucker punches him, and then they get in a fight with those cops. And Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty is playing in the background. It's amazing. It's amazing. But Casey Affleck is in the back, and he's having a fight. I can't remember why I started talking about this. Casey Affleck's in the back of the car.
Somebody's going in. What was the line?
Oh, yeah, he says, you're going. That's right, because they see Carmine, and he's like, they're like, oh, well, let's do it. And Casey Affleck is like chowing this burger. He's like, why? We just got sandwiches. If we were going to fight him, we should have fought him back at the baseball diamond. And he's like, you're going. The guy in the back is like, you're going, Morgan. He's like, I'm not going. He goes, fine, don't go. But after I'm done with him, I'm coming back for you. And then so Casey goes, and they go and they fight. His name's Morgan in the movie, but Casey Affleck is his name in real life. Anyway, that's just one of the parts of Good Will Hunting that I like.
There's some lines from Good Will Hunting for you.
That movie's actually awesome. It's totally sweet. They're like the like Boston bro effect is so awesome to me. Man, I love it. And he's like, whatever. I'll tell you some more stuff.
Love Boston.
Yeah, they do. The Affleck Bros.
The town. They made a movie about.
Yeah, what a disappointment, man.
Have you seen the town?
Yeah, of course I saw the. Of course I saw the town.
Of course I saw the town. I haven't seen the town.
It's not very good.
You see every movie about Boston?
It's not very good, seriously. Although you know what a sweet movie about Boston is? Mystic River. It's not really about Boston, but it's about New England in summers. Maybe it's set in Boston.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's directed by Clint Eastwood and it stars Sean Penn, and it is sweet. Came out a couple years ago. Anyway. Big Boy's tonight at the Vogue, and y'all going, Morgan. So that's what all that was leading up to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to listen to Local Natives. This is Wide Eyes, and this is the Suckers remix. I just got a text message from Twitter? What? All right. Anyway, this is Local Natives on Radio Zero.
What's happening here?
Going.
So I'm still on the air.
Thank you. Yeah, it's your man DJ Tamil, And when I'm up in Vancouver, I'm chilling and listening to 101.9, the best station, in the whole Canada. What? I said it.
Cam, you love that Tamil station ID.
Yeah, I do love it. The best station in the whole of Canada.
The whole of Canada.
Well, he's right. And the thing I like the best about it, actually, is that husband's laughing in the background. He's like, I really like that. Okay, let's talk about, what did we just hear? We heard Local Natives. That was the, these headphones are busted. Yeah, we heard Local Natives. That was, what did we hear? Wide Eyes. That was Wide Eyes. That was the Suckers remix of Wide Eyes. Then we heard Bombay from El Guincho off of their recent album Pop Negro. And then we heard Porcelain Raft off of the upcoming Acephal release. And that was a song called Tip of Your Tongue. That Porcelain Raft track couldn't possibly be more typically Acephal music. It's awesome. But anyway, there you go. So, all right, let's talk Halloween. Halloween is coming up. And we're doing, on the 30th, Tyler and myself are, we're DJing as the Ice Cream Social. We're playing it with Soul Club, the two dudes from Soul Club. If you're in the Vancouver area, you probably already know about it. I don't know how many people are on the Facebook event page today, but yesterday it crossed 2,500. So it's going to be a huge party. The whole Waldorf Hotel is newly renovated or something, and the whole thing's going to be open. Anyway, there's us, we're DJing, Stan Douglas is DJing, Paul Wong is doing a video installation project, the Rodney Graham Band is playing, Animal Bodies is playing, they're going to be debuting a new 7-inch that night. What else? I don't know. Everybody in the whole of Canada is going to be there. Yeah, anyway, so it'll be a huge party, come check it out. Now, I want to talk about Halloween costumes, because this year I'm playing a party on the Friday, I'm playing a party on the Saturday, and then there's a party that Eric and husband are putting on the Sunday. So now I'm stuck with, I gotta put together, like, at least two costumes, and I have one, I got one sorted out, but I was having a dream last night. It was pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah?
I had a dream about, like, the best Halloween costume I'd ever seen, but the more I think about it, the more that, you know, like you try to like pin down a dream and then it doesn't work out, like it starts to get muddled. Well, anyway, it's starting to get muddled. But I woke up and I could remember it. And so in my dream, I went and I was hanging out with this guy, and he was like a huge bear of a dude, a huge ginger. And he was like, I don't know why, like there was no explanation for why I was hanging out with him, but he was helping me with something. I don't know. But he was wearing this like big, like tank top thing. He's super hairy. He's like pale, freckles, and red hair, like all over his shoulders and chest. And he's like kind of balding. He looks a lot like Tron from FUBAR, if you guys have watched FUBAR. Anyway, I was like, I saw him, like I'm hanging out with him and we did something, I don't know. And then I left and I came back and he had changed into his, all of the hair on his body, he had dyed it all green. And so it looked like a weird little like enchanted forest all over his shoulders, and then he had like a little man in a gray robe with a huge white hair and a white beard, like that was like sitting on his shoulder, who was just like a little puppet, but it was a really well done puppet. I was like, "What's this?" He goes, "Oh, this is my Halloween costume." Sweet, right? And I was like, "What do you mean, sweet? What is it?" He goes, "Well, I'm a ginger, so I always felt like I wasn't contributing. So now all this hair on my body is a forest, so I'm helping reforest the earth. And the little man is God, showing that I always have God sitting on my shoulder."
What?
Yeah. I know, it sounds weird now that I say it out loud, but it's. I woke up and I was like, whoa, that's the costume, I should do that. But
you know,
now that I've vocalized
it, you have to spend explaining that to somebody.
Yes, exactly. You can't explain it.
See, Halloween costumes, I've learned this.
You can't be explaining all the time because people hate that.
Yeah, it has to be instant gratification with Halloween costumes.
Yeah, people got to get it right away.
You can't have to like I was doing this for a while. Like, I got really high on mushrooms one time, and I decided that at last minute that my Halloween costume was going to be the book of things that never caught on.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's grounds for a punch in the mouth, man. All right, okay, all right.
I learned from making this book and
Keep talking. I'm going to queue up another big one.
How long I had to explain it to people because they'd have to sit down for a good half hour with me to get the joke.
It doesn't make any sense.
Some people, if they were on enough drugs, thought it was really funny.
Sure, of course.
like anyone on enough drugs thinks everything's funny, I guess. But yeah, what I learned from this experience was that the guy dressed like the whore of the trash can, who was at the same party as me, was getting way more action than I was because...
He dressed like a whore in a trash can?
Yes, yes.
Wow. That's sweet.
Because it was instant gratification.
Yeah, of course, people get it right away.
So, I mean, even though a whore in a trash can isn't like...
Sort of they do.
It doesn't even make any sense, but at least you know what it is.
Oh.
Like, I look like a microchip.
Yeah. You should have just said you were a microchip.
I looked like a mime with a microchip on my chest.
Oh, bummer. What was the best one you ever were? Let's have a call-in contest.
Best costume I ever was. I'm pretty sure Anthony Wong will agree with me. Was the Master Chief costume from Halo 3?
Yeah, lots of people liked that one.
Just because I was so into Halo at the time.
Yeah,
it was a good thing that I was making fun of myself.
No, I know. Lots of people like it. I wasn't there for it. I didn't see it. And so, in my mind, the picture of it makes me just want to, like, boil you alive or something. It makes me so
mad.
What
picture of what? What do you mean?
The picture I have in my mind of you being Master Chief makes me so mad. I just can't... I don't understand. I'm just like... How dare you? Anyway, whatever.
Okay, what was your best Halloween costume, you think?
Well, I'll tell you that last year, I went as a jellyfish, and I really liked it because I don't... Sometimes I get a little uncomfortable on dance floors. I think a lot of the reason that I became a DJ was so I wouldn't have to be on dance floors anymore. I could just be around the music. And, but if you're a jellyfish, their whole thing is they just gloop around. Yeah. So I could go out. I went to this party that I wasn't playing at, and it was the first Halloween that I had been out and not playing at it in a couple years, and so I was like, yeah, I'm gonna party. And I was standing on this dance floor, and I didn't have to do any moves. I didn't have to concentrate on anything. I was just glooping around, just like wobbling back and forth.
People can't see what you're doing in the...
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, that's true. All they hear is my voice going
You got a face for radio, Cam.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it was a really sweet costume. I was super proud of it. And that might have been my best one. I don't know. I won a costume contest a couple years ago. I went as Jesus on the cross. And I made a huge cross out of sections of cardboard. So it was interesting because, like you say, instant gratification, right? I thought it was obvious enough, but I would have to, like, actually extend my arms to, like, make the cross. Because everyone else... I had so many people be like, what are you, like, a robot? Like, what are you, robot Jesus?
What?
I don't understand. Because I had, like, sections that were stuck to my arms.
They see cardboard?
They see cardboard robot? And they think, like, Transformer or whatever. Yeah, that was
pretty
dumb. They
think box robot?
I don't know, man. That was a fun party, though. That was a good long while ago, actually. That was... How many years ago was that party?
Which one? The Jesus one?
Yeah.
That was, like, 2007, 2008?
No way, was it 2008, man? It was like 2006.
2007.
Well, a long time ago. It was at 156, when 156 was still doing parties in that back door, when they were doing them all the time. Hmm. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. It was a while ago, and I had imbibed a lot that night. I was having a really good time. And then I kind of got, like, shanghaied into... going back to this dude's house with his boyfriend, and I didn't realize that they wanted to have a threesome until it was like, I was like sitting on his bed, and he's like, him and his boyfriend are like getting undressed and making out and stuff, and they're like, hey, so why don't you like get your, like take your Jesus costume off? I was like, oh, whoa, I did not understand this situation. I thought we were going back to just have some drinks and have a party.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I didn't get it. And so I left his house. This would have been at, like, 7 in the morning, November the 1st.
Dude, on November 1st, walk of shame in a Jesus costume?
Yeah, well, I didn't have any... And here's the thing, is I didn't have any pockets. Sorry about that. Sorry about that little voice crack. I didn't have any pockets because, of course, I wouldn't have pockets. I was just wearing like a little loincloth and a crown of thorns and these little flip-flops and a bunch of fake blood. It was freezing out, too. So I leave because I was like, well, I can't stay here because I don't want to have a threesome with these guys. So I went... Well, I went home. I left because I was, like, kind of spooked. And I was like, oh, I got to get out of here. So I left the dude's house. I was like, thanks for inviting me over. I didn't really get it. So, sorry. See you later. And then I step out of his house. But I step out – instead of, like, out the front door of his apartment, like, I step out the door of the building. And I was, like, you know, pretty spaced out. And I realized that not only did I not have – any pockets. I didn't have any of the stuff that you would put in pockets, like keys to my own apartment, a wallet, a phone, anything. Yeah. I was stranded outside, almost naked. It's freezing. It's below, might have been below zero. My breath, I could certainly see my breath. It was like maybe there's frost on the ground or whatever.
Yeah.
It's early morning and it was a Sunday. That was when, or maybe it was a Saturday or something. I can't remember, but there's like people out walking their dogs and stuff, and I'm like clutching my stomach, just like I'm so cold. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I can't go to my house because I can't buzz myself in because I don't have my phone and I don't have my keys, so I can't go to my house and no one's at my house. So I went to my pal Craig's house and I was just like praying that he would be there. And so I buzzed, obviously not there, buzzed again, obviously not there, and then I was getting so cold that I had to like jog around the block to try and stay warm.
Oh, man.
And I went back and I was like, alright, I'm just buzzing, I'm gonna buzz and buzz and buzz, I hope he's in there and he's asleep. So I buzzed like maybe 30 times and then finally I hear this, like Craig comes up and it sounds like this, like hello. I'm like, Craig, good lord, let me in please. And he's like, who is this? I'm like, it's Cam. Come on. I'm stuck outside. I'm almost naked. I don't have anything. Let me in right now. And he's like, okay. So he buzzed me in. And then I slept in his roommate's bed because his roommate actually was involved in a threesome that night. He was at somebody's house, but he got girls in his.
So many threesomes in your Halloween story.
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy Halloween. Anyway, I slept in his bed and I ruined his sheets because I didn't take a shower before I went to sleep. I was so tired and cold. I just jumped into his bed and I wrecked his sheets with all the theatrical blood. It looked like someone had been murdered the following morning when I woke up, or whenever I woke up.
I love those.
Yeah. Theatrical blood you'd think comes right off, but you'd be wrong. It doesn't. Yeah, it like stained my face and head. I had poured it all over my head and it was just like, it was everywhere. And yeah, so I was like, because then you wash it and then it kind of goes all over the place anyway. So I was like stained pink for like 5 days. But anyway. And I won the costume contest. And Andrew was supposed to pay me. He was supposed to give me the money for winning the contest. It wasn't very much money. It was like $50 or something. But then he never did. And I hounded him about it for like 2 years. I was like, hey, give me that money for the costume contest. And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. I think I figured out why. What?
I think I figured out why Cam Reed thought I was playing with scissors.
Oh, obviously. It was your microphone keeping falling apart.
It falls apart when I fix it.
That's the microphone. That's not scissors.
When I fix the microphone, it sounds like I'm snipping.
But what I don't get is how Twitter was able to text message me that. Because that hasn't worked. I've only ever gotten one text from Twitter, and it was from, welcome to Twitter. And my Twitter client for my phone isn't working because, as I was saying to Tyler over the break, I forgot to update my credit card info when I got a new card, and so I can't update any of my iTunes stuff because I'm an idiot. So I'm sure you're all fantastically interested and probably still listening to this garbage. Let's play another Big Boy song because he's playing tonight, and I love it. So here you go. Call us up, 604-822-2487.
We so far get you, me, and J-Man going to get loaded. And go
Paul,
to the
Paul, Paul is in town.
Paul Devereaux.
Yeah, Paul Devereaux is going to come.
Oh, all right.
How about that? This and probably we'll see Eric.
This is great news.
Yeah, we might see Rico, but maybe not. He's playing tonight. I don't know. Cam Reed, are you coming? Text me. Or tweet at me because I'll get the text.
Hey, Cam Reed, you coming?
Yeah. Anyway, hey, he's calling in. Okay, here's Big Boy on Radio Zero.
Yeah. Yeah. She said her name was Tangerine. Damn the American dream. She all about a fucking cream. Shake it like a tambourine. Shake it like a tambourine.
Shake it like a tambourine.
Shake it like a tambourine.
She said her name was Billie Jean. Said she wanna show me things. I pulled out a stack of cream. Shake it like a tambourine.
Shake it like a tambourine.
Shake it like a tambourine. Tambourine.
Once upon a rhyme, I knew this girl and she was fine as everything outdoors. The kind of girl I describe her like Michael Jordan when he's froze. In the pose of a jump man, top flight security on these hoes, man. She drop it low only for me to pick her up. When she's liquored up, I'm leaving my fingerprints on her butt. Attend, cut at attention as we stand for this woman. General Patan, boy style, we think she come in. Loving the way that I'm digging her down, boy, you bluffing. Nothing, but that nigga like BB straight up royal flushing. But this ain't about playing no cards, dummy. Her get me open my sugar and she go hard for me. Even take a charge for me. If the coppers caught us riding to get a tray of fruit and a pack of 1.5s in, I'm all the way on them papers. She all the way on my team. We burn it down like California trees in the breeze.
My name is Tangerine.
Damn the American dream. She all about a fucking cream.
We'll shake it like a tambourine.
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 Smoking like a big chief. Fried like a 6-piece styrofoam cup. Sipping on that fish grease. Got Pocahontas on my Yokohamas. A lot of chrome top poker smelling marijuana.
Yeah,
I was a player by nature. All the ladies catch feelings. Fuck niggas catch papers. Martin Gaze, Marvin Gaze. Upgrade the G6, avoid the planes.
Yeah,
you not avoid in my circle. The Ottermeer Pearl got your girl face purple. MCM jacket and my throwback. Get head and I never get a throwback.
Hey.
Shake it like some Texas heat. Dropping on your collard greens. Make it hollow. When she want a dollar, do you follow me?
Hey.
Follow me. Shake it like a tambourine.
Shake it like a tambourine.
Okay, hey. Midnight. Fit like 4 or 5 chicks in the drop. 66 bumpers. Other playlist, yeah, we ride through the city like Monday Magic City night. Pad these around momentarily, they feeling like getting right. Hood girl got them getting busy like big dice. Eating so much pussy, they forget right. All got boyfriends, tell me they don't hit it right. They come see me so they can come be freaks in the backseat. Everything fast like a track meet. All I can see is titties, pussy lips, and ass cheeks. Actually, no exaggeration, no imagining. Real talk, my reality is your fantasy. Keisha Kemp, Tamika Shade, Alicia and Gloria, chasing this raw, trying to find euphoria. Name notorious, dick game glorious. Find me, shout it when your boyfriend wore it.
She said her name was Tangerine. Damn the American dream, see y'all about a fucking cream.
Shake it like a tambourine.
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 She came around the corner like a big body slab with a top you wanna touch and a bottom you wanna grab. Thicker than a snicker, man, and cuter than a button with a face from out of Vogue and a body from straight. Stud. Backside 45, 36, double D, 26 inch waist. She about to trouble me. Body of an angel, got me feeling like a demon. If I was a single man, I'd make her a Miss Freeman. Skin soft as lotion, walking slow motion. Smell of perfume, it was love potion. Number 9, think it stop and get your number time. Baby, who you for? Cause you damn sure ain't one of mine. So cold, make it snow up in the summer. Girl, gone, jump your big fine ass up in the summer. Ain't no use in wondering how trill life be. Roll with the trill OG and keep it trill like me.
She said her name was Tangerine. Damn the American dream. See y'all about a fucking cream.
We'll shake it like a tambourine.
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 She said her name was Billie Jean. Said she wanna show me things. I pulled out a stack of cream. Shake it like a tambourine.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Hey, Ron McLean, he's digging in the corner.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the air. I'm on it, 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 I'm on
time again, I gotta turn back around and tell these hoes that I am the H and I see bitch, that's just the way it goes. I be on that shit that I had you on that I don't want no more. At this time, I need all my freak hoes to get down on the floor. If you came to rep your set, right, that nigga, let him know. If it's jail, I get for stomping the head of the sleep, fuck it, I go. Freak, I be out in the week, straight beats swerving down your street. And it's stolen by the bill with 23s on the feet. The legend, Rocky E. Brown, back in time to beat it down. Give me face, I love the sound. Slap the taste, they hit the ground. Back in the A, pick the pick up with some B.I.s that don't play. On that kryptonite, we stay. So how we might fly away. I be on that kryptonite, straight up on that kryptonite. I be on that, straight up on that, I be on that kryptonite. I be on that kryptonite, straight up on that kryptonite. I be on that, straight up on that, I be on that kryptonite.
I be on it all night, man, I be on it all day. Straight up pimp, if you want me, you can find me in the A.
I'm on it, I'm on it, I'm on it.
And we slain that blow. Get dope on a daily basis. Get high, in them ugly faces. For control and I'm on probation. My bloodline don't be lacing. I'm on that kryptonite. Come to my kryptonite. Let me beat that piss all night. I tell you, but it's up to ride. Tell them about all the racks on the wall. Tell them how you make my ball. Tell them how concrete runs the streets. Big boy, he put us on.
Chevy Rider, slanging Kyle Simpson, rolling Dixie Hills. Diamond pressed against that wood, candy paint. Spinning wheels, prime time, rap gang. Bitches killer kill, purple ribbon rolling O's, and we all be on that crib.
I be on that kryptonite, straight up on that kryptonite. I be on that, straight up on that, I be on that kryptonite. I be on that kryptonite, straight up on that kryptonite. I be on that, straight up on that, I be on that kryptonite.
I be on it all night, man, I be on it all day. Straight up pimp, if you want me, you can find me in the
air. I'm on it, I'm on it.
Again, I gotta turn back round and tell T-Bone. Grab that cologne out my book bag. I smell throw all on you, homes. Hoes, the Bobos, get a whiff of the slip. Nigga, just smoke, don't vote, won't strip. Probable cause, call the K-9 unit to the side of the road. Let's take a shit. The only thing we ride and dirty is a GDKCD. Tackle berry, so baby, be on our merry way. Cause you just ain't gon' find no yay. Play, I got a tough team of attorneys. Make a dust lean like a sip and surfy. They play Dutch and you can't touch me. Birdie, be not guilty. Search that
shit. Get robbed, slanging powder. Simpson rolling Dixie Hills. I'm impressed against that wood candy. Spinning wheels, prime time, rap gang member, bitches, killer, killer, purple ribbon, rolling O's, and we all be on that crib. I be on that kryptonite, straight up on that kryptonite. I be on that, straight up on that, I be on that kryptonite. I be on that kryptonite, straight up on that kryptonite. I be on that, straight up on that, I be on that kryptonite.
I be on it all night, man, I be on it all day. Straight up pimp, if you want me, you can find me in the
air. I'm on it, I'm on it, I'm on it.
On it all night, man, I be on it all day. Straight up pimp, if you want me, you can find me in the
air. I'm on it, 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 I'm on it,
I'm on it.
This is tough.
Beatroot Magazine and WinnieCooper.net present Heebie-Jeebies, a month-long weekly art show and music series appearing every Thursday in October at 7 p.m. at the Chapel Arts. Thursday, October 28th. Come enjoy the artwork of Crumbs and Kaput while grooving to the tunes of Raccoons and Double Dragon. Plus, DJ Bobby Shadat from MT40. Cover by donation. October 30th, don't miss the Heebie-Jeebies finale party with Lovin' Electric and Peter Breeze, plus the Winnie Cooper DJs Hunk the Drunk, Christian Flores, and Maxwell Maxwell. Be sure to check out Heebie-Jeebies, a potent cocktail of art and music every Thursday in October at the Chapel Arts, presented by Beatroot Magazine and WinnieCooper.net. Okay, that was Purple Ribbon All-Stars featuring Big Boy with Kryptonite, and
Big Boy. The reason why we're playing so much of it today is this guy is coming to town tonight.
Hey, Cam Reed, what are you doing? He tells me Tangerine is playing a few BPM too slow.
Of all the people.
Of all the people who would complain about stuff that is too slow. Oh.
Yeah. He's, why is it so loud in my... Okay, wait. Yeah, there we go.
All right.
Of all the people to say something's... Yeah, some rap song is too slow.
Yeah. Mr. Screw. Man, we should just play his tape and then criticize it the whole time.
Oh, yeah, we should talk over it.
We'll talk over his tape. That'll lead up 20 minutes.
Yeah, well...
No big deal.
I guess it will, wouldn't it? Do I even have anything?
Well, we got something.
Do we even have anything, Cam? Right, okay, so... Tonight, Big Boy. Tomorrow night, anything? Also tonight,
Rad Times at the Astoria.
Rad Times at the Astoria.
Yeah.
What else is going on tonight? I have a feeling that I am going to order Goldie's for delivery after the Big Boy show and enjoy it.
Oh, baby.
In my room.
In your room?
I'm gonna eat the pizza in my bed, I think.
Wow.
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
Maybe have a romantic night in with some pizza. Again.
A romantic evening with a large pizza.
Yeah.
You know what I like about Goldie's? It's thin crust, so you can fold the slice over and have a pizza sandwich.
Also, you can have more pizza toppings.
Yeah.
You enjoy more toppings than crust, which is nice.
Yeah, that is nice, although sometimes I'm just ready for some crust. Like when I was at Pi R Squared earlier.
Oh, yeah, Pi R Squared. They've gone back to puffy crust.
Yeah, they got the puff.
I don't like it.
The crust is puffy.
They should have stuck with that thin crust thing they had going on there for the summer. They must have had an exchange student
in
from...
Just marginally thinner. That talk was actually marginally too big.
What?
Nothing. That's a stupid reference to something that only I think is funny. Never mind. I realized it halfway through that I was just like, nope, this is dumb. This is never mind.
All right, well, for Chad Buckles, if you're listening today, we're going to play some new Wild Nothing here. This is Golden Haze on Radio Zero, CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
it was NIB?
No, it was Black Sabbath.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. Let me tell you something, a little something I'd like to tell everybody about Tyler Fedchuk. Tyler Fedchuk has 2 weeks in a row at Wild Zero put down the most gigantic DJing moves I've ever seen him put down. I've played with him for a little while, not as long as some, but... And I've seen some guys, like, some dudes are really, they make their whole career on making giant moves. Like, Eric D, for one, is, like, he knows everything. Like, he knows all the songs, but, like, he is so good at, like, every once in a while putting in, like, I remember we were at the Unicorn a long time ago, and he was playing, like, he played, like, 18 minutes of like, punk. And then, to settle the place down, because it was getting a little wild... To settle it down and to, like, get people back into dancing instead of just pushing each other, he played Walking on Broken Glass by Annie Lennox, which is, I mean, it's not only is it crazy, it's also so far out of left field, but everyone went, buck! I've never seen anything like it. I was like, wow, Eric, that's actually a genius move. Okay, so, now... That's my number one crowning most genius move that I've ever
seen. That sounds pretty sweet.
That was crazy. But Tyler is not far behind. Last week at Wild Zero, I had a couple of whiskeys by the end of the night, so I'm always yelling at him, telling him what to play, and he's always ignoring me. And sometimes I yell at him good ideas, but most of the time I'm just yelling at him stupid ideas. And... But at the end of the night last Thursday, not last night, but the week previous, what were we playing? Oh, I was playing Cherie by...
I was playing Johnny
Teardrop, Frankie Teardrop, Frankie sorry, Teardrop. By Suicide, which is a really good song, but maybe not so much like in a club that's kind of, people are kind of starting to think about leaving. Like that's a, we definitely want to leave now type song. I really like it. It's an awesome song, but it wasn't a great choice. And it's like 9 minutes long or 10 minutes long or something. So anyway, and it's just like, anyway, whatever. It's screaming. It's a Frankie Deja. A Frankie can't make enough money buying food. It's like, over and over, it's just extra super serious. And so people are just like, maybe I don't want to party anymore. This is depressing. And Tyler just goes, watch this. And he cuts it off and plays Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode. And... kills it so hard. Everyone who is putting their jackets on immediately takes them off and throws them in whatever corner is closest to them and starts partying their dicks off. And it was like, it got real wild. And then we played for like, I don't know, that was like, that like breached the party. People were like hanging around for half an hour after that. The bouncers were all super mad. Anyway, yeah. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was like the golden light of inspiration. And then last night, I was like, because whenever I see Ben at Wild Zero, he loves NIB by Black Sabbath more than anything. So I was like, all right, we got to make sure we play NIB for Ben. And Tyler just looks at me and goes, yeah, no, definitely. And then...
yeah, no, definitely.
Instead of playing it, he, like, secretly plays Black Sabbath instead, like Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath. And everybody is going, buck! But at the end of that song, right, that's all the thunder starts happening, right? It's like...
Yeah.
Gets all, like, atmospheric and crazy. And he secretly, without telling anyone, blends it into Rain and Blood by Slayer. Oh my god. And it was like, and that's a tall order, man. You can't just play Slayer to a crowd. But
you can always play Rain and Blood.
Well, yeah, maybe.
People always love that song.
It was so wild. This guy popped out of nowhere. There was this dude who was kind of looking like he was bored. And he jumped off the dance floor onto a table and looked over and was like, he was just screaming, staring right at me. Screaming. The whole place went wild, man. It was awesome. 2 weeks in a row, double bangers. Double serious Thor's hammer drops on the dance floor. I was really excited. Very good right now.
What are we going to do next week at Wild Zero?
Yeah, how can you top it? Exactly. There's no way to do it. I don't know. I'm gonna give him the left field. I'm gonna play like Anthony and the Johnsons and give everybody the finger.
You will. maybe some Smashing Pumpkins as well. Hey.
Hey, so, I love Smashing Pumpkins. Fuck you. Sorry about that. Man, I played today last night and it killed.
Oh yeah. Smashing Pumpkins is good.
Yeah, they are good. That's right. Conversation over.
Conversation over. You want to... Okay, so Cam Dales was talking about his Halloween... Would you call that your... What kind of Halloween story would you call that? Your Jesus...
I would call it painfully embarrassing.
Gay threesome. Yeah. Painfully embarrassing? Okay, here's...
Yeah, painfully embarrassing.
Were you red in the face a little bit?
What, is that a joke?
I don't know.
I was covered in red blood all over my face.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I got red in the face a little bit embarrassed on a Halloween one time.
Okay.
It was in Nanaimo when I was about 16, 17 maybe. And
Winnie Cooper wants to hear Ron Browse.
What?
Winnie Cooper wants to hear you put out a request.
Okay. Oh, yeah, a request.
Request got filled.
It got filled. Right. We'll see if we can fill that. So this girl, Julie Chadwick, is having a bitchin' Halloween party on Franklin Street in downtown Nanaimo. So I write down the address. We get our costumes going. I can't remember what I was dressed as that year. It was quite a long time ago. But I do remember a main feature of this Halloween party. We go and maybe five or six of us in my car, and we eat a bunch of mushrooms. Each get like a 15-pack of beers and get a couple like bottles of whiskey and throw them in the trunk. But we each got like six dudes with like each got a 15-pack of beer and a head full of mushrooms. Wow. We drive down to the party. We're ready to do this.
Okay.
Roll up. There's people bopping in the windows, having a sweet time. So we're like, this is the place. Right on. Head in.
Sure.
And, you know, we're like a few like happy-go-lucky party guys. We got our beers under our arms. We're like cracking beers, just going for it.
Yep.
In this party. And it took a little while, like about 10 minutes for anybody to actually, like, these people were pretty tolerant, I suppose. And about 10 minutes in, after we're out like hanging around this house, talking to people, chatting them up.
Sure.
Simultaneously with me realizing that everyone's drinking coffee, somebody says to me, "Hey, this is an AA party."
Oh.
And
oh no!
I'm like wasted on psychedelic mushrooms.
Googly mushrooms,
and I'm like just slamming beers. And I got a case of beer into my arm, with like five other people doing the same thing.
Oh no!
And I'm just like, you guys were. That's, I mean,
sorry,
I guess.
What were you dressed as?
I can't remember. I remember this. All I remember is this about this Halloween. This particular Halloween was that this was happening. It was probably a bad, like, Nanaimo costume, like with dead presidents or something, or like a lumberjack or something.
So
but,
many mistakes.
Yeah. And, I mean, I guess, I mean, the thing is with AA people is they're, like, they were party maniacs. So I guess I can see why they were tolerant of us acting like idiots, because they probably had been there.
Yeah.
So they probably understood where we were coming from. At the same time, I felt pretty unusual. That was like a pretty psychedelic moment for me, to say the least.
Wow. You're lucky you got out of that place alive.
Yeah. Then we found out that the real house party, Julie Chadwick's house, was just across the street. I had written down the address off by one number. That's how we ended up at the AA Halloween party.
What?
Yeah. We left.
What?
We went out the
front. That's the detail you save until the end. That is a huge punchline.
Well, yeah, because we were going to Julie Chadwick's house, and
sure,
I got the address wrong. That's why we were at this place.
Do you know what Julie Chadwick is up to right now?
She's in Nanaimo. I don't know.
Look her up on. Are you
friends with her? No.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure we'd get along. But we're amicable. You could say. I don't know. I haven't spoken with Julie Chadwick in like a decade.
Okay. Yeah. No. I hear you.
This is CITR 101.1 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. You're listening to Radio Zero and
Cable 102, FM 102,
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is John Mouse with Too Much Money off of the Love Is Real LP, which is kind of old, but I've been digging this song lately.
It's great.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Play it.
I'm trying to. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
Double Dragon, High Five After Sex, and Theo Wells.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
Right, that was John Miles with Too Much Money. And what's the deal with that guy, Cam? He's a philosophy professor. Is this
John
correct?
Miles?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he? He's a philosophy professor?
He's a professor, isn't he?
I don't think so. I don't know. Narbar, do you know? Do you know if John Miles is a philosophy professor? I don't know. He just hangs out with Ariel Pink.
Yeah, but I thought he was like a... I don't know, we'll figure this out. I think he's a philosophy professor.
Let's Google him.
Was about to lead me segueing into talking about...
Let's just assume he is.
I don't know even if this has anything to do with that, but Ted Kaczynski, I'm reading about him right now, the Unabomber. And I'm reading an essay about him and his manifesto, I guess.
He is a philosopher. Check this out. Political philosophy and theory instructor at the University of Hawaii?
Yeah, okay, there we go.
Whoa, excellent.
Wait, what was Ted Kaczynski's manifesto called here?
The European Graduate School in Saas-Fee, Switzerland, which, if you have ever been snowboarding in your life, is a good spot to go snowboarding.
Switzerland?
Saas-Fee, Switzerland.
Oh, yeah.
That's also where they used to hold the Arctic Challenge before they moved it above the Arctic Circle.
So, yeah, I was reading about, this reminds me of this thing about Ted Kaczynski, or maybe Ted Kaczynski reminded me of John Miles. I can't remember which one came first, but... Kaczynski, I guess, wrote his manifesto that he Did he actually get it published in the New York Times and the Washington Post? Because that was his ransom.
Well, let's find out.
That was what he was mailing bombs to people and demanding that they publish his 30,000-word manifesto in the New York Times. I'm not sure if it did get published, but it was called Industrial Society and Its Future.
Oh, and, yes. Yeah.
And he got fingered by his brother because he had a catchphrase that is...
Oh, you mean pointed out.
Yeah, his brother figured out who he was and turned him into the feds because this guy went off the grid in like 1969 or something up to Montana. Yep. I guess he also had the most
mail bombing spree is what he had.
The most recognizable police sketch of all time, the most memorable police sketch of all time. Anyways, mm-hmm. his brother realized who it was when he read the manifesto. And I don't even know why this guy was reading this thing, because nobody's read this particular manifesto. I think everybody dismisses it because Kaczynski's such an asshole. Mm-hmm. But he frequently used his catchphrase, cool-headed logicians.
Cool-headed logicians.
Yes, this is how his brother deduced that it was Ted Kaczynski and turned him into the feds, because he's like, only my brother would say something that stupid.
Cool-headed logicians.
And think he was so smart all the time saying it.
Yeah, it's called Industrial Society and Its Future. That's right.
Yes.
The Unabomber Manifesto.
You know, the Unabomber, you know why it's called the Unabomber? Is because he was emailing things to the United Nations and airlines. His packages are going to the UN and airlines. So the authorities started calling him
University and Airline.
University, right, yeah.
University and Airline Bomber, Unabomb. Yeah. That was the FBI made up a handle for him, Unabomb.
Yeah. So there's the Unabomber for you. Let's get back to some more music here. We're gonna try and get to these requests if I can find them. Loganator, I'm gonna get your justice for you, buddy. I saw Logan today on Logan. Hey, I saw you on the street. I drove past you.
Logan wants to hear justice?
I don't think he really wants to hear justice. Nobody really wants to hear that. I think it's become a joke at this point. Hey Logan, I saw you on 4th Avenue today. Kitsilano. This is Twin Shadow.
Kitsilano.
It's always sunny in Kitsilano. Hey, that Reitman's closed down. This is Twin Shadow at my heels on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. All right, that was Twin Shadow, At My Heels, and I guess I've been playing that a few times on the show so far.
While at Harvard, Kaczynski was taught by famed logician Willard Van Orman Quine, scoring at the top of Quine's class with a 98.9% final grade. He was 16.
Yeah, Kaczynski apparently was advanced from skip grade 6 or something like that.
Skip grade 6.
And I guess that's what he blames it ruined him socially. He made him a social, made him like a social retard because he got picked on after he skipped 6 to grade 7. And then, yeah, was enrolled at Harvard by the age of 16, which is crazy. The guy, the whole thing was crazy about this guy. What was it? What was his manifesto called again?
It's called Industrial Society and Its Future.
Industrial Society and Its Future. What? Yeah, Kaczynski. Right. So we are wrapping the show up now. Nardwar's
coming up
in a few minutes. We don't know what he's got on the show today. Managed to fill one request in time. J. Watts III may or may not be listening from Montreal right now, but he's sent in a request regardless for Gina X Performance. Have Kaddish is the one track that we have, so we'll play that. I think I got it from Waves at Night, that Australian music blog. It's actually pretty good.
Is he sending that to you? I'm not getting these requests. Is he sending it to Radio Zero?
Radio Zero.
Weird.
It's pretty weird, Cam.
It is weird.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to now. Let's recap what our plans are for the evening. We're going to, Cam, you're going to go to the Astoria and drop some stuff off. I'm going to go order a pizza.
Yep.
We're going to get drunk and eat pizza and then go see Big Boy at the Vogue.
Yeah. And we're going to go to the Astoria and I'm going to play all the songs I just heard at Big Boy.
Probably do all of the above.
Yeah.
Meet up.
Sounds pretty good.
We'll meet up with the J-Man. All right, let's fill this request and call it a day. You've been listening to Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM.
Also, if anybody would like to know, Scarrett Boy has his own line of Hennessy coming out and it's called Hennessy Yellow.
Oh, excellent. That's what we need.
I got him in my feed. Crush it up.
What was this for?
That was for Craig answering the door.
Oh, yeah, Craig the sound effect for Craig Anderson answering the door.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, here we go. Let's wrap this show up. Yeah, Narbar's up next. This is CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver, Cable 102, FM 102.
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.